This is CHNS, Halifax, Dartmouth. 35 degrees with thunder showers. Clive Schaefer, CHNS News at noon. Tory leader John Buchanan has called for a complete modernization program for Sydney Steel. According to the Conservative leader, this would include new blast furnaces.
We will not hesitate. We will not procrastinate. We will get on with the job. We will include all of those facilities in that steel plant that are needed to bring it into the mainstream of steel production of the 1970s. And that includes new blast furnaces, which is the backbone in the basic area where steel production is started and the making of iron. That is our pledge, and that's what we will do.
Premier Gerald Regan carried out his personal campaigning yesterday with a helicopter trip to the Cape Breton area, returning in the evening for a meeting at the Halifax Armories. After that, he drove in an open convertible through the chilly evening breezes in a motorcade through his Needham riding in the north end of Halifax. During the rally at the Armories, the Premier assured his audience that victory would indeed come.
I'm very confident of Tuesday, and I'm anxious, along with all of the other Liberal candidates in every part of this province, to continue to fight for lower energy costs for Nova Scotians, to fight and to fight to make Nova Scotia, to try to make Nova Scotia in every way a better place to live and a better place to work. Thank you.
New Democratic Party leader Jeremy Aikerman was also in Cape Breton for his campaign wrap-up. The leader was speaking to a rally of supporters and party faithful as his attack on finance company wound down. Midnight tonight, we'll see the current price freeze on crude oil in Canada lifted. Retail prices probably won't be long in starting their climb.
Today's the last day for that voluntary price freeze on domestic crude oil, which has been frozen at $4 a barrel since last September. The new price of $6.50 was agreed upon at a meeting of provincial premiers at Prime Minister Trudeau's residence last Wednesday. Energy Minister Donald MacDonald says the government is watching retailers to ensure they don't pass on the increase to consumers for about 45 days. The period it usually takes for stored supplies to be used up.
In the legislation which we'll be introducing to the House next week, we will be providing for a mechanism to monitor prices.
Only monitoring or enforcing prices?
Well, you better have to contain yourself till next Tuesday.
Mr. MacDonald expects the new price will result in an 8 cent a gallon increase in gasoline west of the Ottawa Valley marketing line, 3 cents east of the line. John McKay on Parliament Hill.
Dartmouth developer Alan Stockall has come up with another plan for the revamping of the Halifax waterfront, and the deal will be made public next Wednesday at a meeting of the Committee of the Whole at City Council. Working with the Vancouver-based firm of Baxter Estates and an as-yet-unidentified consortium of Nova Scotians, Mr. Stockall's proposal is worth $180 million, $60 million more than the plan put forward by the Toronto firm of Y&R Developments. But it is more complex and includes office space that would eventually be used by three levels of government. The beauty of the plan, according to Mr. Stockall, is that the government will be getting needed future expansion at today's prices. He says he'll be pleased when he reveals just who is involved in that mysterious group of provincial backers. An official of Tenneco Oil Company in Ethiopia says he expects two Canadians and three Americans being held by rebels in northern Ethiopia to be released soon. The five were captured 5 days ago when their helicopter was forced down by bad weather. They were in an oil exploration expedition. An Israeli newspaper today jocularly compared U.S. Secretary of State Kissinger's wedding style to his Mideast diplomacy, total secrecy and surprise. The mass circulation Ma'ariv and the rest of the Israeli press splashed front page photos of Kissinger and his bride, Nancy McGuinness. The paper noted that Kissinger wed immediately after seeing Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan about the problem of separation of forces with Syria, and had commented, "Now it is clear why the Syrian delegate will come to Washington only in 10 days to permit Mr. Kissinger a 10-day honeymoon." Time may be running out for the happy hookers. Evira Hollander will probably be deported from Canada very soon. Immigration Minister Bob Andrus says in Toronto, a woman who wrote about her experiences has used up all her legal appeal possibilities except for the Supreme Court of Canada. Mr. Andrus says deportation is only a short while away. CHNS weather, rain ending late this evening, strong easterly winds today, occasionally gusting to 50, mostly cloudy with strong west winds Monday. The highs today in the mid-40s, tonight's lows 35 to 40. Right now, the wind is east 25, gusting to 35. Barometer falling, 29.41. Relative humidity is 100%. At CHNS, it's 35 degrees.
The music sounds best on CHNS.
CHNS brings back the feeling, the platters, and Twilight Time. Good afternoon, 1208, CHNS. Saluting the movies and the music of the Academy Awards with more winners coming up within this hour. Here's Joni Mitchell, the yellow cab.
The gay paradise, put up a parking lot.
CHNS, the music's on us.
12-11, want to congratulate Truro. They downed Windsor 4-0 yesterday. Vetro Valley Junior B. Next game this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And Windsor, Truro leading the series 3-1.
I go around open and I go around blue. Come back, silly girl.
CHNS, the Letterman. How about you come back, silly girl, and give us a call. It's 429-8000, CHNS. Saluting the Academy Awards, and now awarding the first two callers at 429-8000. Second single passes to enjoy American Graffiti, one of the motion pictures nominated as Best Picture of the Year on the current attraction at Paramount One on Barrington Street. 429-8000, the first two phone calls will see American Graffiti, compliments of a CHNS Academy Awards musical weekend. With 1974 Academy Awards coming up, the 46th annual. As a matter of fact, the motion picture industry has come a long, long way, some people say, since the first motion picture studio was completed way back in 1893 in West Orange, New Jersey, which is everybody's favorite little movie capital of the world. Black Mariah was called, and it cost less than $1,000 to build. And that was the start of the movie industry back in 1893. A little bit more information here. Did anybody know how Dustin Hoffman got his name? Well, I'm gonna tell you. Well, the first Western heroes was a gentleman by the name of Dustin Frenham, and was in the very first movie ever directed by Cecil B. DeMille, The Squaw Man, it was called, released in 1914, and Dustin Hoffman was named after Dustin Frenham. He was called Frenham Hoffman. Now he was called Dustin Hoffman. This afternoon, Doug Richards tells you how he got his name at 1:13.
98, 99, 100.
Every month it happens.
109, 110, 111.
Wilco department stores do it.
119, 120, 121.
Wilco gathers merchandise from almost every one of their departments. Quality merchandise.
30, 131, 132.
And Wilco reduces their price drastically every month.
142, 143, 144, 144.
$1.44 day at Wilco. 144 quality items reduced to $1.44. You'll be surprised at what $1.44 will get you at Wilco. Big things, small things, pretty things, handy things, all for just $1.44. Make sure you visit Wilco during this once-a-month extravaganza. $1.44 day at Wilco. If you take away our low prices, you've got our regular department store.
Take advantage of the great savings tomorrow during $1.44 day at the Wilco department store, Scotia Square, and the new Penhorn Mall.
Only one platform makes social, cultural, and economic sense for all of us. The Progressive Conservative platform is for permanent relief in property taxes. The PC platform is for prescription drug care for everybody. The PC platform can be financed out of the general revenues of the province. And rather than increasing taxes, by trimming waste, we'll cut them. If you care about Nova Scotia as much as John Buchanan does, we think you'll vote PC. Presented by supporters of John Buchanan.
The Music People, CHNS. Keep on singing, don't stop singing.
CHNS, talent ready? Keep on singing. CHNS with winners. Keep on during Academy Award weekend. Ray Greener and Ian Robertson will be enjoying American Graffiti, motion picture that could Tuesday night walk away with the Oscars Best Picture of the Year. The current attraction at the Paramount One. Listen for your cue to call and win coming up within the next half hour. CHNS award-winning music time with Graham Lane. Good afternoon. It's 12:19. Rain. It was a bad morning. It'll be continuing all day, ending tonight. Strong easterly winds today with occasional gusts to 50. Mostly cloudy with strong west winds on Monday. Highs this afternoon with Doug Richards in the mid-40s. The lows tonight 35 to 40. The Dartmouth Baton Queen's majorettes are holding a bingo in Farrell Benevolent Hall, corner of Albro Lake Road and Windmill Road this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So grab the umbrella and the bingo chips and be there. Bingo starts at 2 today. Currently, it's overcast. Halifax, Dartmouth temperature, 35 degrees at CHNS.
If you're the kind of man whose car is his first love, and the sound of an engine throbbing under the hood is music to your ears, you've got a four-barrel carb special suspension. Then go all the way with Canadian Tire's Tornado, the big, fat, sporty tires.
The Wide White Look, with the bold raised white letters on the sidewall. You'll love the feel of all that rubber on the road, and you'll like Canadian Tire's value pack prices, starting at a low $22.75, and with the biggest size and the Tornado 70 series going no higher than $31.25, each in pairs after your discount per catch. For your added satisfaction, Canadian Tire Tornadoes are the dependable 2+2 glass belted polyester construction with bold white letters on one side and a distinctive white stripe on the other. Wear them on your car the way you prefer. Remember, too, the Tornado wide ones are backed by the best price, best value, double savings guarantee displayed at Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire in Dartmouth, Halifax, Bedford, and Springfield.
Do your children like mysteries? Then they'll love Dennis the Menace mystery rings from Dairy Queen. Each one has a picture of Dennis or one of his friends on top, plus a special secret compartment for carrying mystery messages or special secrets. You can get one free with any Dairy Queen purchase from March 28th through to April 6th. They can start their own Dennis the Menace mystery ring club. Collect all four mystery rings. Start today at your nearest participating Dairy Queen store.
Let's all go to the Dairy Queen.
Nova Scotia election 1974. More than 150 people working together to provide you with the most up-to-date minute-by-minute election returns next Tuesday night. Hello, this is Peter Rockman, CHNS News Director. Here at our Election Central and in all returning offices around the province, news people will be filing the results of each election constituency as the votes are counted. Trends will be plotted. Candidates, both the victorious and the defeated, will be heard from. News editors who have spent the entire campaign following the parties and their leaders will make some interesting predictions. And the people who voted will have some interesting comments as well. Join us, CHNS, Tuesday, April 2nd for the Nova Scotia election 1974. CHNS, first with all the news.
Don Goodwin. This is a song that politicians and entertainers will be singing come Wednesday morning. It's the time to cry.
You've heard of the Stone Age and the Ice Age. Well, now it's the Rental Age. And at R.H. McFarlane, they can help you make it happen. How many times in the past have you had to beg or borrow something when you needed to do a job? Well, now you can rent what you need at low cost, with no inconvenience to anyone, and get the best equipment possible. Look for the Rent It sign on Lady Hammond Road. McFarlane Rent It. And remember, stay tuned Tuesday night for full election coverage brought to you in part by McFarlane Rented, Lady Hammond Road.
On April 2nd, vote Liberal. Vote George Doucette in Halifax Cobequid. He's a man of action, a man of young ideas. He'll give strong, effective representation in a strong, effective Liberal government. George Doucette is your man in Halifax Cobequid. On April 2nd, vote Liberal. Vote George Doucette. This has been a paid political announcement on behalf of the Halifax Cobequid Liberal Association.
CHNS 1225 with Graham Lane as our Academy Awards weekend continues with winners. 35 degrees currently. This is Jim Crochet. And I'll have to say I love you in a song. This is CHNS, Halifax, Dartmouth. 35 degrees with thunder showers. Clive Schaefer, CHNS News at 12:30. It's all over but the voting and then the counting. All parties have wound up their pitches to the voters in the province. The premier appeared tired but confident as he addressed a Liberal rally at the Halifax Armories last evening. Conservative leader John Buchanan told a rally in Sydney that a good, long, hard look must be taken at the coal industry in the province. NDP leader Jeremy Ackerman tells his party workers in Cape Breton that the NDP have put forward realistic programs for the people, despite the fact many of their platforms have been lifted by the old line parties. Another proposal for the development of the Halifax waterfront has been presented to the city. The KDAC man, Alan Stockall, in association with the Vancouver firm of Baxter Estates and a consortium of still unnamed Nova Scotians, will publicly present the plan at Wednesday's meeting of Committee of the Whole in Council Chambers. The new proposal is more expensive than that from Y&R Developments of Toronto, simply because it's bigger. Mr. Stockall says a great deal of office space is included for future use by federal, provincial, and city governments, but the advantage of this is that the three levels of government are getting needed future expansion at today's prices. The total cost of the Stockall project would be $180 million. When asked about that mysterious consortium of other Nova Scotians, Mr. Stockall would only say, "I think you'll be pleased with the group."
Rising prices are creating many millionaires. Those words from conservative leader Bob Stanfield, who says in Newfoundland that the people getting rich are the ones who are exploiting inflation. Meantime, he says, low-income people are suffering. The federal government still does not have any constitutional control over offshore mineral rights. Prime Minister Trudeau made the comment with respect to the oil pricing policy set this past week in Ottawa. He also says that no constitutional precedent was set by the action of himself and the provincial premiers. A peasant rebellion in southern Ethiopia has left 15 people dead. Officials say there were clashes between police and students. The deaths occurred when the peasants tried to take back land assigned to non-resident landlords. There could be a release soon for the two Canadians and five Americans being held by Ethiopian rebels. The men were captured after their helicopter went down with technical trouble. They were on an oil exploration trip to the country at the time. In kidnapping news elsewhere, the 18-year-old son of a Sardinian airline executive is being held for a ransom of $100,000. Giuseppe Carta was grabbed 15 days ago. Now his parents have received a letter which says he is in good health, but his captors are serious about their demand for ransom. Meanwhile, the family of kidnapped Patty Hearst are still waiting. She was kidnapped in early February by the Symbionese Liberation Army in California. CHNS weather. Rain at times heavy with chance of a thundershower ending this afternoon or early evening. A few showers tonight and early Monday. Mostly cloudy Monday. Strong east winds gusting to 50 today. Strong norwesterlies on Monday. Tonight's lows between 35 and 40. The highs on Monday will be in the low 40s. Right now, the winds are east 25, gusting to 35 miles an hour. Barometer falling at 29.41. Relative humidity is 100%. At CHNS, it's 35 degrees. The Nova Scotia Boys Juvenile Basketball Championships was won at Mahone Bay by a narrow one-point margin, Windsor defeating Halifax St. Pat's 59-58 in the championship final. That's Windsor 59, St. Pat's High 58. Windsor didn't do quite so well last night in Metro Valley Junior B hockey. They were blanked by the Truro Bearcats 4-0, and Truro now lead that series 3-1. The next game, what could be the final game if Truro makes it, will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock. That will be in Windsor. The afternoon games highlight a busy schedule in the National Hockey League today. While all 12 teams in the World Hockey Association will be seeing action, afternoon games in the NHL have Toronto in New York against the Rangers. Detroit is in Boston. California visits Vancouver. Tonight's action has Minnesota in Buffalo, St. Louis in Chicago, and Atlanta meeting Pittsburgh. In the WHA, Chicago is in Edmonton, Vancouver at Winnipeg, Houston in Minnesota. Los Angeles will be hosted by Toronto. Quebec is pitted against New England, and Cleveland plays New Jersey. Action last night saw Montreal Canadiens clinch second place in the NHL's East with a 5-2 triumph over Los Angeles Kings. That victory gave the Canadiens 97 points, 8 more than third-place New York Rangers, who dropped a decisive 7-3 decision to the Toronto Maple Leafs 7-3. Rookie Lanny McDonald scored 3 goals in the Leaf win, which clinched the fourth and final playoff spot in the East for Leafs. Champagne flowed freely in the Philadelphia dressing room after the West Division-leading Flyers beat the East Division champion Boston Bruins 5-3. That was Philadelphia's first win over Boston in 5 years. 3 blonde female streakers provided added entertainment for Vancouver fans as the Canucks defeated New York Islanders 4-2. In other games, St. Louis Blues nipped Pittsburgh Penguins 4-3, Chicago Blackhawks edged Detroit Red Wings 2-1, and the Atlanta Flames dumped the Minnesota North Stars 4-1, and all the Flames' goals came on power plays. Clive Schaefer, CHNS Information Sport.
CHNS, Bobby St. Marie, and I can't believe the feeling when you're gone. Sunday afternoon with Graham Lane, CHNS, saluting Hollywood and the Academy Awards and the music, 12:39. Doug Richards continues with a performance all his own at 1:13.
Then, Simpsons Hardware Week in Canada begins tomorrow. Be sure to see Simpsons 16-page hardware insert in tomorrow's papers for outstanding values at both their Halifax and Micmac Dartmouth stores. Famous name power tools and small tools, plumbing and heating needs for your home, mowers, tillers, and gardening tools, to name but a few. All this, plus 2 Simpsons company-wide specials in gazebos and Spacemaker garden sheds. All great buys for professional workers or do-it-yourself enthusiasts. Remember, it starts tomorrow. Simpsons Hardware Week in Canada.
Do your children like mysteries? Then they'll love Dennis the Menace Mystery Rings from Dairy Queen. Each one has a picture of Dennis or one of his friends on top, plus a special secret compartment for carrying mystery messages or special secrets. You can get one free with any Dairy Queen purchase from March 28th through to April 6th. They can start their own Dennis the Menace Mystery Ring Club. Collect all 4 mystery rings. Start today at your nearest participating Dairy Queen store.
Let's all go to the Dairy Queen. Stop your issue.
Sunday afternoon at 12:40, and CHNS listens to you.
This is a notice to persons living in District Number 10. Are you interested in recreation for yourself, children, or as a family? A questionnaire is now being circulated in District Number 10. Please complete and return this questionnaire as soon as possible to the place where you got it. If you haven't received one, or for further information regarding the questionnaire, please call 852-3042. This message has been presented because CHNS cares.
CHNS, an Academy Award-winning music, Henry Mancini, and the Days of Wine and Roses. Lots of rain for the roses today. 12:43. CHNS with the winners. Four winners. Make that two winners at 429-8000. Next two callers at 429-8000. We'll see Robert Redford and Paul Newman in The Sting. Current attraction at the Oxford Theater. The Sting, one of the motion pictures up for the Best Picture of the Year. And Robert Redford is up for an Oscar as the Best Performance by an Actor as a result of his appearance in The Sting. 429-8000, CHNS, where the winners are. It's 12:43.
The Atlantic Building Supply dealers are doing more in 74. To find out more about what's new in products and design, see their exhibits in the Hotel Nova Scotian, April 2nd to 4th. Admission is free. There will be 95 booths and 50 exhibitors from the major manufacturers of Canada. That's April 2nd to 4th in the mezzanine of the Hotel Nova Scotia.
Oh, the experts are at it again. Yes, the new style must be seen to be believed. Oh, the experts are at it again.
As your MLA, Len Pace has noted with considerable pride that we have enjoyed unexcelled growth in our economy, resulting in more jobs for more Nova Scotians. For the first time in many years, we have more people coming into Nova Scotia than are leaving to seek jobs elsewhere. We have every reason to be optimistic about our future, and Len Pace would like to continue to work towards making Nova Scotia a better place in which to work and live.
Paid for by supporters of Len Pace.
Johnny Mitchell and Somebody Please Help Me. CHNS helping George Saunders and Wayne Crew to see The Sting. I could possibly walk away with two Academy Awards, one as Best Picture, and the Best Performance by an Actor for Robert Redford. CHNS and the winners continues as we salute the Academy Awards with Doug Richards this afternoon. CHS award-winning music time. It's 12:48 with Graham Lane. Rain ending late tonight. Strong easterly winds today with occasional gusts of 50. Mostly cloudy with strong west winds on Monday. Highs this afternoon in the mid-40s. The lows tonight 35 to 40. Currently, it's overcast with thundershowers. Halifax Dartmouth temperature 35 degrees at CHNS.
And now, here's Mac Mackay, Scotiabank's income tax expert. Mac, is there anything special for immigrants to watch in their tax returns?
Yes. Individuals who didn't reside in Canada for the entire year 1973 generally won't be able to deduct the full amount of personal exemptions. The allowance is based on the number of days spent in Canada during the year.
Here's another tax tip. Let a Scotiabank tax specialist complete your return. The rates are low and you'll know you're taking advantage of every possible deduction. Ask at any Scotiabank for more information, even if you're not a customer. Scotiabank's income tax service will save you a lot of headaches and could save you money. Another way Scotiabank helps you get things done.
To help you get things done, Scotiabank is the one.
1249 presenting today's CHNS I Care Award to Muriel Soller, a Sunday school teacher in Eastern Passage. Muriel, have yourself a great Sunday afternoon. Especially for you, here's Bob McBride and Dreaming of Those Butterfly Days.
Yesterday's gone, butterfly days, and we're getting along. It's the butterfly days.
CHNS, a bunch of wet butterflies. Bob McBride, Butterfly Day, 12:51. If we told you a little bit more about Hollywood and the Academy Awards, would it brighten up your day? It wouldn't, huh? Well, get ready because we have nothing else to talk about.
Elizabeth Taylor has the honor or distinction of making more money from any one motion picture than any other film star in history. So far, she's made $3 million from Cleopatra, which is likely more money than Cleo had at her heyday. And before it's all through, she's expected to make something like $7 million for her performance and the biggest genre of all time. The Godfather, by the way, has already made $100 million since it was released, and whenever it was released. And there goes Doug with his movie camera, hoping to get lucky.
On April the 2nd, Nova Scotians will go to the polls. I'm Walter Fitzgerald, mayor of Halifax. But right now, I'm a candidate for Halifax Shebucto in the upcoming provincial election. Experience as mayor has convinced me that there's a job to be done for our city in the provincial legislature. I'd like to carry on with that job. Your support on April the 2nd will ensure that Halifax Shebucto will have a strong voice in the provincial legislature.
The preceding was a paid political announcement on behalf of the Fitzgerald Shebucto Campaign Committee.
CHNS, rain ending tonight. Currently overcast with thunder showers, 35 degrees in Halifax, Dartmouth. Here's Cat Stevens. CHNS 1255 with Graham Lane. The Academy Awards continue. May I have the envelope, please? With Doug Richards coming up at 1:13. Have yourself a great day. Kenny Tobias, just want to make music.
Here I am